used to have music department. Kimberly, I'd sit there. And as a babysitter, I'd walk back and forth with them. So I'd hear the music. My daddy had taught me a lot about music.
So you liked music when you were a baby?
Yeah. He used to help work it, come over and mother sit me on the floor. I'd rock with him. I remember that.
Well, when we were growing up, he didn't like the Beatles.
You wouldn't even.
But you know what? It. One time, Mother, I was at your house and Missy came to the clean, and me and Missy started talking about the Beatles, and Mother said, I liked the Beatles. Did you like the Beatles?
Not necessarily. That was more of the later type.
Well, you told me and Missy that day you did.
Well, I like music here.
They sure do.
I just like music.
Yeah. You may have liked some of the Beatles songs, maybe.
I probably did. My daddy taught me everything I knew about music. When I was growing up, I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He was traveling around doing quartets then, wasn't he?
That's what I'm talking about. He had a quartet.
Yes, practices. He used to play. He would take her to play with him sometimes, play for him. Didn't you say he used to play for Granddaddy? When Granddaddy sang and you used to play for him? Yeah.
I was really like I wore a baby. Mm-hmm. That was my life.
And you were good at it too. Play a piano real
good. I have to
admit
that was.
You were very good.
So what, Mother?
I think she said she didn't know how good she was. I don't know about it when you were the baby, but later on, when I hear you, you can. Very good.
They were so important to music. I learned it. I wish he was here.
Yes, we all do.
She was here. My mother was here.
Well, you never know. They might be.
Yeah.
My mother. My mother passed away too.
Mm-hmm. They might be here in ways we don't understand.
I just know I love my music. They say my grandfather liked that he was a music man too.
Your grandfather on your mother's side or your dad's side?
On my daddy's side. I was back in Wartest.
He's the one that lost his arm. And
yeah, lost it in the war.
And he was a music man?
No, he was just a young boy. I said Civil War.
But you said he liked music?
That's what they tell me. Mm-hmm. He died before I was born, but I learned a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
He taught all his children music.
So he knew music too, huh?
My whole family was on my daddy's side. Oh, I remember a lot of things. And I wish I was there again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was so, so nice. Yeah, it was a pastor too.
He gave up quartets when he started pastoring, didn't he?
Yeah. He was quartet first. He gave his life up to the Lord.
Didn't he sell insurance one time too?
Did what?
Didn't he sell insurance at one time too?
Yes, he did. Deacon Nutley was his friend that worked in a place for the South. It's a quartet, Deacon Nutley, a small hall quartet.
Granddaddy worked on bass for a little while too, didn't he?
Yeah, this was when we first moved from North Carolina down here. Just to get started in school.
Yeah, he worked on bass for a little while.
Yes, he was a bass singer. He sang Unity.
I said he worked on the Air Force Base for a little while too.
Yes, he did.
And I know him and grandmother used to work in the factory in cotton mill in North Carolina.
Yeah, they did that. That was when we were in North Carolina.
Yeah.
That was before the quartets.
Yeah.
No, quartet started from the beginning.
Okay.
I think everybody out there worked in that mill at one time or
another. Yeah, they did. Mills.
Cotton mills.
Carl did, Gaynell did.
Yeah, Uncle Carl's house was one of the mill houses.
Yeah, Uncle Clay did.
Yeah, Uncle Trey. Uncle Clay was there. We all went to church together.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Clay could sing. Granddaddy sang bass and Uncle Clay sang tenor.
Our family was very popular.
Musically inclined.
I think I got a recording somewhere where Uncle Clay was singing in the choir at his church.
Oh, yeah.
They called him up to sing.
They what?
I think they called, the preacher called on to sing, or I think I got that on recording.
And they recorded. Kenny's got a recording of that somewhere.
Yeah.
Did Uncle Clay have a good voice like Granddaddy?
Yeah, Uncle Clay.
I'm so tired. It's so weary, some of the words that were in it, but I must travel home till the Lord calls me to home. That's my Uncle Clay. And all his family were musicians, singers.
Uncle Clay sang a tenor or alto, didn't he? What did he sing?
Is it what the high pitch?
A baritone, maybe?
About a baritone. Yeah. Something like that.
I remember that kind of being high. It wasn't a bass like Granddaddy's.
Well, it might seem high, too. Mm-hmm. It didn't to me.
Mm-hmm. Compared to Granddaddy, it did, I guess.
Oh, so many memories. So many memories.
Memories are good.
Good memories.
Can't get
good memories.
Nobody can ever take those away from you.
I know in during revival, you didn't dare sit on the front row if Granddaddy was the singer.
Do what now?
Well, when Granddaddy was leading the music during revival at Evergreen,
yeah,
you didn't dare sit on the front row. He'd blow you away. He had strong lungs.
The whole family were good musicians.
Even his voice, just regular talking voice, was strong.
Yeah, yeah.
I think some of started before he came in to be it. He sang at the church. They preached at the church. Old Time Christian Fellowship. I had to go over to the schoolhouse, the boys' schoolhouse, and they had a band up there. I had to play for that, the music and all for that. The girls from one school, the boys from another. Mm. And they sent for me to go for them to play with the band.
So you liked it when you got to play for the boys, didn't you?
I liked it, but I played pretty much. Boys didn't matter all that much. I wasn't no boy crazy.
Yeah.
You were, just like you, my you music. Were never boy crazy?
I just love my music.
Oh, okay.
If they were good boys, that's good.
Well, you sure didn't marry a music man, did you?
Well, I thought that did.
He liked country music.
Yeah, he liked country music, but you didn't. Y'all didn't even like the same music.
I didn't particularly care for that, though. That was not my type. But a lot of people like it.
I like country music, but me and Dad didn't like the same kind of country music, yeah. Though. We didn't like the same country
artists. Yeah, like that old-timey country.
Yeah. Well, I like some of the old-timey stuff.
Yeah.
But Dad didn't. Like, I love George Jones, but Dad didn't like him.
Yeah. Alma, huh? She loves all this old crazy music.
Who, me?
Yeah, I was.
You talking about Alma?
Yeah, she didn't like the same kind of music I like. We both like music.
Oh, you're talking about Dad's mother?
Yeah.
Okay, not me.
Well,
I mean,
mother, no.
Your mother?
You're talking about Alma Sorrell, Alma Hippo.
Yeah. I think that's what she means.
Renee Sorrell's wife, Dad's mother. Is that who you were talking about?
And his daddy was a McLean. That's what I was when I grew up.
Hmm.
I remember a lot of things when I was just a little girl. And I want to keep remembering it.
Yep. Can't take them away from you. Nobody can take away your memories.
No. I wouldn't let them.
They can take away just about everything but that.
And I hope I'm going to be all right.
You're going to be all right.
I'm going to be fine.
You have nothing else. You're in the hands of the great physician.
I sure am.
Yep.
No argument about that.
So you know everything's going to be all right. Some more water.
Yeah. It's all about the age where Donald worked there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the age that Bill started working. And so we were working the store. Soul sheet music.
And that was Silver Music Store. The name of it was Silver?
It was Silver's and then it was H.L. Green.
H.L. Green?
Yeah, that was the newest one.
So you worked at both of them?
Yeah. Silver's was the first one.
Yeah.
And then they opened up each other. H.L. Green closed Silver's. And I was in high school, but I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on Saturdays. Oh, so many memories.
That was the perfect job for you, wasn't it?
It was. And
then you worked in the bank one time too, I believe.
Now that I don't remember.
I thought you said you worked in a bank one time.
Pretty
sure.
That wasn't too impressive, I guess.
Yeah, and you put nothing to remember there.
They want music.
And you worked on the bass.
A little while she did.
Yeah, until Kenny cried for the babysitter when he got sick, and you said, I'm quitting my job.
No, that was Bobby.
Was it Bobby? I thought it was you.
No, she said
it was me.
Okay.
She said Bobby called the babysitter mom. And that's when she quit. That was Miss Mays. I think,
yeah.
Miss Mays was keeping us in, wasn't she?
That was when I started working out the base.
Yeah.
When Miss Mays quit in the picture.
Yeah, she was keeping us while you were working on base, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went out there to their farm one time, and
they had brought back all that whole cow manure in the back of that old Plymouth station wagon.
So much memory you get mixed up.
Yeah.
Don't remember that. And then you moved to Warner Robins and started playing piano at Evergreen.
Huh?
I said, and then you got married and moved to Warner Robins and started playing the piano at Evergreen.
I moved to Warner Robins, I think, long before Evergreen.
Yeah, Evergreen was just a tent at one time, right?
Yeah. That was high school. Everything started at high school.
Yep.
We moved from North Carolina down here. And I went into high school.
Yeah, they had the baptism pool. You had to take the floor off the top of it. It was under the pulpit. And you had to move the pulpit off of the pool to baptize over in the old building.
Oh,
that was the first church that they opened.
And they made
the baptismal thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kitty was baptized there.
Yep, I remember.
I was baptized in the new building.
That's when Alba.
I don't even remember the.
That's when Alba was had just been. She was about three. She just wanted to be born.
Mm-hmm.
We just took her to church. She was baptized.
I remember being baptized.
I know there's a lot of things I've mixed up on again.
Well, that was so long ago, it'd be easy to get mixed up.
Yeah.
I remember, though.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them better than I do.
Yeah, there's some things that ain't the way I remember them.
I remember when I finished high school. And I was looking for another job. I was working at the music department. And the manager found out I was going to leave and go somewhere else. He said, why don't you stay here and work here? And I told him he didn't pay me enough. So I had to go somewhere else.
He didn't give you a raise?
No, I was just in high school getting out. I get mixed up on some of it, but I remember most of it.
We all get mixed up. I remember, I have these memories that people say, nope, that's not how I went.
Y'all remember a lot of the later times of my life. Yeah. All this isn't remembered. Y'all weren't even existed.
Mm-hmm. Those were good old days. You didn't have us.
Yeah, I didn't come around until 52, and you were 20 years old.
Yeah.
I thought you were born 51. Gary was 51, that's right.
You were 20 years old when I was born.
54.
60. I was the oops.
And you were 19 years old when you got married.
You know, there was a lot of families that had.
You got married in 51.
Like my first wife, she had.
Is that right? You got married in 1951, and you were 19 years old.
Boys, two girls,
and then you had me in 1952,
and, five,
and you were
years.
20.
Nelson's mom and daddy had that big. First set was grown, getting married, having their own kids, and she had four more.
Well, hey. Well, listen. The reason why I called you is I want you to talk to your great-grandmother. She's in the hospital, and she'd like to hear from you. Okay, so Bryce. All right, so.